It's a little crazy. There are some feast days that are, they're too much. And I think the only reason they're too much is because I spent too much time with the little brothers, little sisters of the Lamb. Because their liturgies around this feast day, there's so many aspects, so many beautiful things that need to be proclaimed about this feast day. You can't just sum it up in a 6-minute homily, let alone a 5-minute homily. The exaltation of the cross. The cross was capital punishment. It was ugly. It was brutal. The cross is the symbol of our death, of dying. Jesus does not run from the enemy of humanity. He enters in. And when he enters in, he transforms everything. There's a beautiful mosaic in the apse of the Church of San Clemente in Rome. I swore to myself, I shouldn't swear, but I told myself I would never do stuff like that where I would, when I was San Clemente in Rome, there was this beautiful apse and a mosaic that you've never seen before, but I'm reminded of it today. What's beautiful about that mosaic is that it shows Jesus upon the cross. But from the base of the cross is growing out this big, luxurious, beautiful vine. And that vine curls around, and it fills the whole entire apse. And in the apse, you have the vine embracing birds that are singing and animals that are just doing what animals do. And people who are in the midst of their trade and their work and they're doing the activities of life. And you see this life that comes forth from the cross that embraces the whole world with life. If we are honest, we have to understand that we cannot truly love without dying to ourselves. It's what love is, and it's who we are. But we don't like to die. And so Jesus has to destroy death so that we can love. Death and love are in this. I don't know. I don't like where this is going. But death and love are in this kind of dance with each other. They are connected in a way that we don't fully understand. As human beings, the pouring out of ourself for another is love. It also could mean our death. And so the exaltation of the cross, the transformation of death and dying, is the gift that Jesus gives to us so that we can courageously love. Yes, he gives to us all of the things as well, redemption. I hate saying it this way because it makes it sound like I'm making light about all these other things, like redemption, heaven, eternity with God, eternal life, all of these beautiful, wonderful things that he gives to us in his exaltation, in his death, in his dying, in his rising from the dead. But my brothers and sisters, fundamentally who you are, the very essence of who you are, is love. The very being, the very fiber of your being is love to be given away. And if you can't do that, then life is intolerable. I don't know who the hell I am. I don't know if I should have said it that way, but it came out. I don't know who I am if I can't love. And so the exaltation, the transformation of the cross, the transformation of death and dying, so that here on earth, in all of its brokenness and all of its emptiness and all of its shortcomings and all of those things, the great and awesome gift to humanity in Jesus Christ, to be able to love without fear, because every gift of yourself does not end in death, but in life in Him. We have the courage to truly be what we are created to be because of what Jesus has done. Heavenly Father, may the profundity of the gift that is your Son, to the call that has always been a part of our hearts, may it find a place within our memories and our hearts and our minds. May it never be lost. And may we courageously love as a witness and a testimony to the belief of your Son's resurrection and the transformation of his brutal death into a source of all life. Amen.
Amen.